Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, a Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started out at about 70 degrees today, and it has gone down to about 50 degrees, and it's expecting to be in the high 40s tonight after dark. So they're expecting some light rain drizzles up until the weekend, all the way till Saturday. So we can expect rain and slight rain drizzles all the way until Saturday, so weekend. But other than that, it's a nice day outside. It's a little cloudy. A little windy. It has a lot of wind, actually, they say in the forecast. It's a lot of wind that's going to be surrounding Las Vegas for these next couple of days, all the way until Sunday. It should be a windy weekend for you. So anyway, that's the weather in Las Vegas. So other than that, that's it for the weather report. All right, let's talk NBA foot basketball. Let's talk basketball. All right. NBA basketball for 2021 season. And we got some really hot teams playing really big league ball in the NBA. So let's talk about what's going on in the NBA. Let's talk about the Eastern Conference and let's see what's going on in the Eastern Conference. How about the Central Division? Let's talk about the Central Division.
In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 26 wins, followed by Chicago Bulls with 18 wins. The Indiana Pacers have 17 wins. Cleveland has 15, and Detroit Pistons have 11.
All right. Well, it looks like Milwaukee's going to run away with that division real quick. So they're not being touched by Indiana that we thought was going to make a run for second place. But they're in second, but by a distance. Okay. Let's talk about the Atlantic Division then. What's going on with the Philadelphia 76ers?
Philadelphia and Brooklyn are tied with 28 wins, followed by the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks tied with 20 wins. And bringing up the rear, Toronto Raptors with 17 wins.
Did you say Philly and Brooklyn both have 28 wins?
Yep.
Oh, that looks good. What did you say Milwaukee had? Did you say they had 27 or 28 wins? 27?
Milwaukee
26?
Has 26 wins.
26 wins. Oh, everybody's getting in the 20 win range right now. The real ball players are starting to show up with 20-plus wins. All right. Well, that sounds real good in the Atlantic Division. What about the Southeastern Division? What's going on with Miami and the Charlotte Hornets in that division?
Miami's on top with 22 wins, followed by Charlotte and Atlanta Hawks, both have 20 wins. Then it's the Washington Wizards with 14 wins, and the Orlando Magic has 13 wins.
Wow. Looks like the top three teams in that division all got 20 wins, so it looks like everybody's breaking the 20-win barrier. All the teams that are good are the teams that we expect to see sometimes in the playoffs. They're doing really good right now. They got 20-plus wins. So that's where we need to keep an eye on the 20-plus club as they're going down the stretch. All right, let's go to the Western Conference. And let's see what happens in the Northwestern Division. What's going on with Utah?
In the Northwest, Utah's on top with 29 wins, followed by Denver with 24 wins. Portland has 23 wins. Oklahoma City has 17 wins. And Minnesota Timberwolves bringing up the rear with 9 wins.
Wow, Utah's still making a run for it. They're up 29 wins. They're ahead of everybody. I thought the East was going to come and tie them, but it looks like the Utah Jazz are going to make a run for the border. All right. Well, what's going on in the Pacific Division where the Lakers are and the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Clippers? What are they talking about in that league, in that division?
Lakers are on top with 27 wins, followed by the Suns and the Clippers, who both have 26 wins. Then it's the Golden State Warriors with 21 wins, and the Sacramento Kings are bringing up the rear with 16 wins.
Looks like the Lakers took over the run of the title for the division. That's good. I like to hear L.A.'s on top. That's a good win for me. All right. Well, Phoenix is in second place. Yeah, they deserve to be second and third place. I don't think they're ready to wear the crown, because it's heavy when you wear the crown. The head that wears the crown is really in a tight position. But the Lakers can handle that. The Clippers have never worn the crown, but they've been tight. They've been trying to get to the top, so they've made a run the last couple of years. But the Lakers are where they belong, at the top of the heap. All right, let's go to the Southwest Division. And what's going on with San Antonio?
In the Southwest, the Spurs and the Mavericks are tied for first with 21 wins, followed by the Grizzlies with 18 wins. Pelicans have 17 wins, and the Rockets, Houston Rockets, have 11 wins.
Wow. San Antonio and the Dallas Mavericks are tied? Uh-oh. Look out, San Antonio. The Mavericks are coming. Oh, shit. What's going to happen in that Southwest Conference, Southwest Division? I don't know. It looks like it's going to be a run for the roses. All right. Dallas Mavericks are playing ball now. San Antonio, you got to get on your horse and get it pushing as the Mavericks are coming. All right. Well, that's it for the NBA. That's our predictions, our standings for the NBA. They're looking good. So now, let's talk about the NCAA tournament. It should start this weekend. I think the first round of games start on Saturday. I think Saturday, 18th and 19th, the 20th. March 20th is when the first round of basketball games will start in the NCAA tournament. So, let's see. Who's playing? Did we already pick, say who's playing the first round of games? We said Baylor. Who was Baylor playing? Oh, Baylor was playing some team named Deltoid or something.
No, in the South. We did go over this, but we can do it again. In the South, Baylor, number one team, is playing number 16, Hartford. In the Midwest, Illinois, number one team is playing Drexel. In the West, Gonzaga is playing Norfolk State. And in the East, Michigan is playing Mount St. Mary, Texas Southern. Now, just so that you know, the games start tomorrow, and half of the games are played tomorrow. The second half are played on Saturday. So the South and the Midwest play tomorrow, and the East and the West play on Saturday.
Oh, okay. So they're going to start a day early than I anticipated. Okay. So who's playing tomorrow, Friday? Michigan? Is Michigan playing tomorrow?
The South and the Midwest, all of those games are played tomorrow.
Okay. So who's playing in the South? What team is from the South? I don't remember.
You wanna know all the games? There's 16 games.
Oh, that's right. All of them can't play tomorrow because they're all playing in Indianapolis. Where's the game scheduled to be played? Let me ask that. They're scheduled to play in Indianapolis because they're playing in the bubble. So everybody is playing in Indiana for the first round of games, right?
Let's see. First round. No, that is not true. Florida. So Illinois and Drexel are playing at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. And it looks like 1, 2, 3 games will be played there. Number 2, Ohio State is playing Oral Roberts University in Mackey Arena, and I have no idea where that is. Arkansas and Colgate. are playing at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Purdue and North Texas are playing at the Lucas Oil Stadium, Equality. And Lucas Oil Stadium Equality North. And let's see. Tennessee and Oregon State are playing at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. So it looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 separate venues, maybe 7.
Oh, but we don't know if all of those venues are in Indiana. Oh.
There's one way to find out. I'll look them up. Bankers Life Fieldhouse is in Indiana. That is correct. Hinkle Fieldhouse is also in Indiana. It's in Indianapolis. Bankers Life is also in Indianapolis. Indiana Farmers Coliseum is obviously in Indiana. And also in Indianapolis. So it looks like all the games are playing in Indianapolis, but not at the same venue.
Okay. Indiana must have a pretty big basketball situation in Indiana. So it must be a pretty popular sport in Indiana. Everybody's playing basketball. So they got stadiums for everybody to play. Basketball arenas everywhere. Okay. Well, that's good to know. So the first round tomorrow, everybody's playing in Indiana. So that'll be 16 games all played in Indiana. That's the South. Okay. So then Saturday, the other 16. No, that'll be 32. So they got 64 teams are playing the first round. So that means 32 teams are playing in Indiana tomorrow, and 32 games are playing on Saturday, because that'll be 64.
That is correct.
All right. So, but all 64 teams are playing in Indiana. So they're all
that
on the
board. That is
correct. They're playing in Indiana. Okay. Well, they should give some good wear and tear on the courts in Indiana. They got some pretty high-profile courts that they're playing on. Bullhead and, oh, wow. Yeah, they got some good big-name courts that they're playing. They used to be Indiana's home court, but they got a new court. So now they're moved on. And they're leaving the other court for the college teams to play at. All right. I guess that's a good way to look at it. So we got 32 games tomorrow. No, we got 16 games tomorrow and 16 games on Saturday. And that'll complete the first round. No, that's still not right, because there's 64 games that have to be played this first weekend. So 64, half of 64 is 32. So 32 have to play on Friday, and 32 games have to play on Saturday. That's how they can get everybody to get the first round in this weekend. So after the first 64 games, then they'll break it down to the next 32. And the second part of the tournament will be in 32 teams. And we'll have to see who they play. That'll be next Friday, probably next Saturday and next Thursday, next Friday, and next Saturday, next week. It'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So Greg, there's G-Money, there's 16 games being played this week on Friday and 16 games being played on Saturday. So there's 32 games altogether this weekend involving 64 teams, but only 32 games this weekend. 16 on Friday, 16 on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yep. 16, 32. That's 32 games, and it's 64 teams. So that's two teams a game. Yep. 34 teams. Okay. 34 games. It's 64 teams, but it'd be 34 games. All right.
32.
So, 32 games, yes, 32 games this weekend. All right, that's good. 32 games, 16 on Friday and 16 on Saturday, and then they'll play another, 16 next week. They'll play 16 on Thursday, probably Friday and Saturday. So we'll have to wait and see what happens next week. But we got 32 games this weekend. 16 on Friday and 16 on Saturday. All right. Well, that's the NCAA tournament. It's about time. March Madness is here. And we got the future NBA players playing in March Madness. That should be a good one. They got some superstars in college basketball. So we're really getting ready to see the future NBA stars for next year. All right. That sounds good. Okay, DJ Papa G. Do I have a joke for us today? Nope, I don't have a joke for us today. I got to check my schedule and see what I can come up with. But I can tell an old joke. There was a girl that was living in a 5-story apartment complex. And she went up on the roof, and she took her blanket out and laid it on the roof, and she undressed and got butt naked and laid on the roof and was going to suntan in the sun. And she laid there, and she got really comfortable, and she went to sleep on the roof. And while she was sleeping, she rolled off to the side and rolled off the roof. And as she was falling to the ground, she was screaming and hollering. And a man caught her on the fifth. He walked out on his balcony on the fifth floor. And he caught her and he said, "Hey, will you give me head? Will you suck my dick for me?" And she said, "Hell no. and he dropped her over the side. And so she fell down and she was screaming, and the guy on the fourth level caught her. And he said, "Ooh, girl, you're butt naked. Can we have sex?" And she said, "Hell no." And he said, "Well, forget you then." And he dropped her over the side. So she was screaming as she was falling to the ground. And a guy on the third floor caught her. And he said, "You can have whatever you want. If you want me to suck your dick or if you want to have sex with me, it's okay with me." And he said, "Oh, you're a whore and a tramp." And he threw her over the side of the building. And she screamed and hollered all the way till she hit the ground. And she died. Now, the moral of the story is giving up a little booty can save your life. That's it. I don't get that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yep. So that's one of the penalties of not having sex on demand. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's play some, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as the two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box. when I was a kid, like eighth grade growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, well, now it's time for me to introduce a song. I want to introduce my new song. It's called 45 is Where I Survive. 45 is Where I Reside, Where I Reside. That's the new song. So DJ Papa D, play, you can play half of the new song. 45 is Where I Reside. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Hey, G Money.
Yes.
Are you talking about 65 is Where I Reside?
Oh, yeah. Did I say 45? Yeah, 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Thank you. Oh, wee, I can't believe I made that mistake. 65 is where I reside. Yes, sir, that's the song I want to hear. So you can play either one of the verses, either one of them. I got three verses.
All right.
You can play either one of them.
I'll play the short version. 65 is Where I Reside by G Money, the Pimp Comic. You didn't know, now you know.
Sixty-five is where I reside. Big old, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee, and the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bothered me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go. Because my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow, and my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids, and I learned how to cook and how to fish, and I learned how to make kites, and I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout, and we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes, but my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband, and my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Well, now time for me to tell you a story. That's what you're listening for. You're listening for some of my fantastic stories. So now it's time. So put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I tell you an interesting story from my past. All right, DJ Papa D, play the recorded story that I recorded for the listening audience today. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was walking down the street and I found this cooler. And the cooler had wheels on it. So I started pulling the cooler down the street, and I thought, oh, this would be great. I can go to the Sam Boyd Stadium, and I got my food stamp card, so I can get me, oh, two or three cases of sodas, and I can buy some beer, and I can get on the bus and take my cooler to Sam Boyd Stadium. So that's what I did. I went into a gas station and bought a bag of ice, and I bought three cases of sodas. And then I went into the liquor department, and I bought three 24-ounce cans of beer because I wanted to get booked up. And I got on the bus and rode the bus to Sam Boyd Stadium.
And I got out, and the game hadn't started yet, but the teams were out on the field, and they were practicing. They were warming up. So I started walking around the stadium in the parking lot, and I started seeing all of these people pulling into the parking lot, and I could see them pulling out their big screen TVs, and they were setting up their barbecue pits, and I had my cooler full of sodas, and I was walking around, and I popped my St. Ives, and I was drinking my St. Ives beer while I was walking around the parking lot. And then some people were pulling out their trucks, and they pulled out their barbecue pits, and some people had set their big screen TVs out on the in the parking lot. So they were sitting around, and they had lounge chairs, and I was really impressed with how everybody was setting up for the game. So I walked all around the parking lot, and I hadn't started selling anything. I was just drinking my beer, checking everybody out. And I walked around, and when I finished my first can of beer, I said, okay, I got 72 sodas. So I said, all right, I'm going to start selling sodas. How much should I sell the sodas for? I said, well, let me start off with 50 cents of soda. So I started walking around, and I was telling people, I got ice cold sodas, 50 cents a piece. And I walked around, and a few people came to me, and they bought some sodas. So I started making a little money, and I was feeling pretty good. And I popped the old English, and I started drinking my beer. And I was walking around, and I stopped to watch the football game on a couple of TVs, and I could hear them cheering for the games and getting excited. And I really didn't care who won, even though I'm here in Las Vegas. I wasn't really caring about UNLV winning the game. I was just interested in making some money. So I walked around, and I met a couple of people, and they bought some sodas from me. And I sat up and talked to them while we watched the game for a little bit. And we were having a good time in the parking lot. And then it was halftime. And I was seeing people, and they were drunk. Oh, man, there were some people that were so drunk. They were tripping and falling over each other. They were betting on the game, and they were dropping money on the ground. And so I was trying to get another beer to drink. And they had a couple of people that were like, well, I could give you a beer, but I'm going to have to charge you. And I was like, okay, I got a few dollars. I can give you a dollar for a beer. And so they sold me a beer for a dollar. And it was only a 12-ounce can. I didn't even get a 24-ounce can. I got a 12-ounce. So I was happy. I drank the beer anyway because I had drank three already. So I was feeling no pain. And I was just walking around. And but I was just tripping off of all of the guys that were drunk. And their wives were drunk. At least I think they were their wives. They could have been their girlfriends, and they could have been students from UNLV. And they were just drunk in the parking lot. And I was laughing. Oh, they were tripping over each other. It was funny. I was like, well, these people look crazy when they get drunk. But that's how they do it in Las Vegas. You know, getting drunk is an everyday thing. So I was walking around, and I sold some more sodas, and I got invited into this motorhome to play some dominoes. So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers, and I had a good time. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. And nobody came to help him. And I just stood there, and I was in shock. I was like, man, this man is burning up. His clothes are burning up. And nobody was running over there to help him. So I took some ice out of my cooler and put it on his clothes and tried to cool him off, tried to stop him from burning up. And I stopped most of the fire, and then somebody came and put a blanket on him. So after they put his fire out, and I walked off, and it was the fourth quarter, and the game was about to be over. And somebody came up and bought my last 12 sodas. So I was happy with that. I sold out. And I just walked off the parking lot, but it was the end of the game. So I just emptied my cooler, and I walked out, walked down the street, got to Las Vegas Boulevard, and I got to the strip. And I got on the bus and went home. And I counted my money, and I said, woo-wee, gee, money, hit the jackpot. Eat, stretch it rich today. And I went home, and I bought me some burgers at Burger King. And then I stopped again at Jack in the Box. Boy, I ate like 3 times before I got home. That was a long bus ride, but it was a good day for G-Money. Yes, it was. It was a great day.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. Well, one man bent down, took his boots off, and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, hey, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members. We have a contest for the fan club members today. So I want to see if a fan club member can call in and be caller number 9 to call in to the radio show and tell us the name of this song. DJ Papa D is going to play the name of a song, and you have 5 minutes to call into the radio show to name the name of the song that we're playing on the radio. So DJ Papa D, play the song that you're playing the clip for the audience to call in and name the song.
Okay. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this booth?
Baby.
Okay, that's the song. So you got 5 minutes to call in and name that song. So DJ Papa D, play that again for the listening audience.
Okay. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this booth?
Baby.
All right. Caller number 11, Lucky 11. Caller 11 to call in, and they tell us the name of that song, and you can win $50. That's right. I have $50 to give away to my fan club member that calls in and can name the movie of name, the name of that song. So, you have 5 minutes. All right, DJ Papa D, play another song while we give them 5 minutes to call in and name that song. Caller number 11. All right, DJ Papa D, play the song, play a song, and we'll be for 10 minutes.
The bird, potatoes. Step one, step two, step one, step two. Dance from side to side. White people dance. The funky chicken. Worm. The freak. The cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. Step right. Step to the left. Doggy style. Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, don't. Clap, step, step, don't. Get down, brother, do the double step, double step, double step. Okay, let's doggy step. March it up, doggy, jump it up.
All right, fan club members, DJ Papa D, did we get an 11th caller to call in and claim the name of the song?
You know, G-Money, I don't think anybody wants your money because nobody called in to win the song, win the prize.
Wow. I guess my money's not good for anybody, huh? It's real dollars. It's a $2.20 and a $10 bill. But I guess they don't want the money. So they're not calling into the radio station to claim the money. Or maybe the song is too hard. So I don't know. I don't know what it is. But anyway.
You want me to play the song?
Yeah, play the song. And then tell us the name of the
song. Okay. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this hoop?
Baby.
Ladies, let's go. Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen.
You see, this get hot every time I come through. When I step up in the spot, make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout. Proud for the best chick, yes, I'm on a lookout. So banging, shorty like a belly dancer with it. Smell good, pretty skin, so gangster with it. No tricks, only diamonds under my sleeve. Give me the number, but make sure you holler before
you
leave.
I know you like me. I know you like me. I know you do. That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. And I know you want it. It's easy to see. And in the back of your mind, I know you should be home with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you? Leave it alone.
keep it friendly. You have to play fair. See, I don't care, but I know she ain't gonna want to share.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? and everybody around the world. This is Dream Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. Well, the name of this song was Don't Ya, meaning don't you wish you had a girlfriend that was hot like me, don't ya? And it's by the Pussycat Dolls and Busta Rhymes. And it was a number one hit in 1991. So the song is Don't Ya. And it's by the Pussycat Dolls and Busta Rhymes. And it was the number one hit in America. All right. Well, since nobody claimed my money, I guess I'll put it back in my safe until Monday's radio show. At 3 o'clock on Monday, I'll break it out to give it away again and see if we can get a winner from my fan club members to claim the prize. On Monday, we're going to be identifying a movie, so be listening for 3 o'clock for the movie that we'll be playing a clip and seeing if we have a call-in guest, call-in fan club members to claim the name of the movie. And they can win $50. Come on, fan club members, get on top of this money. I'm trying to help you out. We had the COVID pandemic affair, and I'm trying to help you get some money in your pocket. So come on, people, get with the program. I'm G-Money, and I'm trying to help you out by putting some money in your pocket. So anyway, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to take a break out the air chair because I got to go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So until Monday, have a good weekend. Take care of yourself. Wash your hands. Have social distance among your friends. And make sure you wash your hands every opportunity you get so you're not spreading the virus, because we have it almost under control here in Las Vegas and everywhere around the United States. We're getting the virus under control because everybody's getting their virus shot. They're getting their vaccination shot. So we got 99% of America has gotten their vaccination. So we should be killing the virus real soon. So until Monday, be safe, because God loves you, and I love you also. The Las Vegas Entertainment promoted. And I'm out of here. I'll talk to you on Monday. Now, let's pray so that we can finish with this virus and the vaccination. Let everybody get vaccinated so that we can secure our health for the next year, for 2021. All right, let's pray.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
He is so dumb. He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're gonna build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
I'm some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
We got a Black Hawk down, we got a Black Hawk down.
I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Glandon Brock, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
You tell your king, William Wallace will not be ruled, nor will any Scot win.
Look what I have created!
You quit it?
What?
I'm trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? Want a piece of me? Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Cupid is no longer an archer. His glory shall be ours. For we are the only love gods.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know
you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
What was that?
It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing.
You know I have a shoulder on you, you know?
And it must pop, pop, pop.
So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary? It must be green, okay?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
To protect the sheep, you gotta catch the wolf. And it takes a wolf to catch a wolf, you understand?
Shall we play a game?
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
talking to you as Reverend G. Munch, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and whites and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.